Fox News debate moderators more concerned about UFOs than trans athletes ruining women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on August 24, 2023. During the Fox News debate on Wednesday night, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley interjected a line about transgender athletes in her answer about education. Still, despite the issue being one of the most significant issues roiling America today, the Fox News debate moderators seemed quite uninterested in the whole thing. When Haley was asked about education, for instance, as she wrapped up her answer on her policy ideas, she capped the segment by saying, "I will always say I'm gonna fight for girls all day long. Because strong girls become strong women become strong leaders." Then added, "Biological boys don't belong in the locker rooms of any of our girls." Her answer earned respectable applause, for sure. But her inclusion of transgenderism was one of the few mentions of the issue during the debate. Governors DeSantis and Buggram did mention the subject, as did Vivek Ramaswamy, but all did so as part of a laundry list answer to a question, not because the Fox News moderators asked about it. Senator Tim Scott also addressed the topic but brought it up during his closing statement, not in response to a question. If God made you a man, you play sports against men. On the other hand, Fox News moderator Martha McCallum seemed very concerned about whether Chris Christie would tell the world the truth about what the U.S. government knows about unidentified flying objects. Even Christie was a bit taken aback by the question and blurted out, "I get the UFO question? Come on, man." Meanwhile, as Fox worried about the war in Ukraine, abortion, and other issues, neither of the mods brought up transgender athletes. The one issue that unites Republicans as no other and has been a focal point of controversy for the last 2 years, at least. Joe Biden has been using his power to regulate as a weapon to force all American schools from the deepest blue parts of California to the reddest parts of Texas to allow students born male to play as a girl in school sports. He has also been trying to force hospitals, healthcare providers, and insurance companies to promulgate the radical transgender agenda all across this land. Meanwhile, nearly half the states, 23 states so far, have passed or are considering passage of bills that place various levels of limits on transgender athletes in schools, and 19 states have laws banning or limiting the use of dangerous chemical and surgical procedures to transition children. The bans and limitations are also very popular with the American people in general, not just Republicans. As the Daily Mail recently reported, not only are most Americans in favor of the limits, but Biden's woke trans policies even put him at odds with his European friends, who are increasingly pulling back on blanket acceptance of puberty blockers and other radical transgender medical interventions on children. It is one of the most controversial issues of the day and one that affects the health, safety, and mental well-being of children everywhere. But Fox News wants to talk about UFOs, something most people aren't even sure exists. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.